Carson Gatel. Episode 13, The Bishop Pays a Visit. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, Derek Nimmo, and John Barron. It's morning, and the bishop, with a paper parcel tucked firmly under his arm, hurries up the palace drive. He's in the best of spirits.
Luke! Luke!
Yes, my lord?
I'm back.
Oh, did you buy anything at Cannon Pollard's sale?
Yes, Luke, I did. A great bargain.
Oh, what?
There you are.
An interesting-looking parcel, my lord. May I see what it is?
No, Luke. Just take it into the study, will you?
Oh, very well. You wouldn't like me to undo it for you, my lord?
No, Newt, I should not.
Oh.
Any messages?
The Reverend William Skinner rang, my lord.
Skinner from Hawley? What does he want?
He was wondering if you planned to visit Hawley, my lord.
Why, has he got some more of those lovely apples he gave us last year?
No, my lord, not visit, you know.
Ah, yes, of course, you mean an official visitation.
Yes, well, you haven't made one there for 4 years.
Really? Oh, well, we must begin to think of going again. What's he worrying about, though? Most of the parish clergy hate me nosing round asking where everything's got to.
Well, the dean's been out there.
The dean? What's it got to do with him?
Skinner said he asked him all sorts of questions.
Oh, Lord. Still, never mind that. Look what I bought.
Oh, what a very nice bow.
Oh, no, that filthy old thing. I had to have that. It was in the same lot.
Well, it's rather a nice shape, my lord.
No, no, it's rubbish. These are what I wanted.
Oh, candlesticks.
Well, of course they're candlesticks. What do you think of them?
Oh, aren't they nice?
You think so?
Oh, yes, I do, my lord. Yes.
Well, the point is, Newt, what are they made of?
Well, they are pewter, aren't they?
No, Newt, they are not pewter.
Oh, how very disappointing.
They are silver.
Silver? Oh, Moses, I'd never have guessed.
Neither did anyone else at the sale, fortunately. That's why I got them so cheaply. Do you know, I only gave £10 for them.
£10 for a pair of pewter candlesticks?
They are not pewter, Newt. They're silver.
Oh, yes, so you said. My lord?
Yes, Newt.
How do you know they're silver?
Oh, well, Newt, I have an instinct about these things.
And is that conclusive evidence, my lord?
Oh, of course not. But you know what dear old Canon Pollard's house was like, an absolute glory hole. Every cupboard crammed with stuff. He didn't know what any of it was, and nothing's been cleaned since his mother died.
No, they haven't had that. Shall I put them out for Mrs. Loosemore to clean, my lord?
Mrs. Loosemore? And let her have the thrill of seeing the silver glint through after years of neglect. No fear, we'll clean them ourselves.
Well, then I'm going to get the things from the kitchen.
No need to. I bought some dusters and this cleaning stuff. It's especially for old silver.
Oh, my lord, how exciting. May I do this one?
Of course, now I'll do this one. Now, let's see who can detect the first gleam. Eh?
May I come in?
Oh, yes, Henry, dear old friend, you come just at the right moment.
Oh, really, Bishop?
You certainly have, Archdeacon.
Oh, splendid. Shall I be mother?
Henry, put that decanter down. I don't mean that sort of moment.
Oh, don't you, Bishop?
No, the moment of discovery.
Look what the bishop has bought at Canon Pollard's sale, Archdeacon.
Gracious, not those old pewter candlesticks.
Why, Henry, do you know them?
Know them, Bishop? I gave them to him.
Really, Archdeacon, where did you get them?
In the market.
What did you give for them, Henry?
£1, Bishop. Mark you, I've been overcharged.
£1?
I expect that was some time ago, wasn't it, Henry?
Yes, Bishop. Last May.
Well, the bishop thinks they're silver, Archdeacon.
Really?
Yes, Henry. Now, what do you say to that?
We all make mistakes.
But I have not made a mistake, Henry. You know what old Pollard's house was like.
No, yes, Bishop. My word. Do you remember the day we went there and you christened his grandson?
Oh, yes, Henry. What a day that was. Do you remember?
Well, I'd rather not, actually, my lord, no.
Why? Oh, yes, of course. You had some champagne, didn't you, Newt?
Oh, no, Lord, please. Don't remind me. I'd really prefer that you didn't.
I must say you behaved very strangely.
Well, that is just not fair, my lord.
Do you remember, Henry? We had to put him to bed.
Oh, yes, Bishop. Then I had to put you to bed.
Nonsense, Henry, nonsense. I was perfectly all right.
Well, you didn't get up next morning, my lord.
Well, that was because the christening cake didn't agree with me. Now, come on, Boots. We must clean these candlesticks.
Yes, of course, my lord. I must say they do look awfully like pewter.
They may look like pewter, Newt, but I tell you they are silver.
Yes, my lord, so you said.
Hello? What's this?
That's a bowl, Archdeacon.
Oh, it was in the same lot. I had to buy it.
Oh, really? I suppose it's gold.
Of course it's not, Henry. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, sorry, I just wondered.
What are you two laughing at?
Oh, nothing, my lord. Nothing,
Bishop.
Really, you two are being extraordinarily tarsome today.
I'm so sorry, my lord.
Sorry, Bishop.
Henry, what have you come here for anyway?
Well, yes, I nearly forgot. Old Jones at Ringbold, Bishop. He rang up.
Jones? What does he want?
The Dean's been out there.
The Dean?
Yes, he's been asking questions.
Who's liking him when he went to Hawley, my lord? Isn't that funny?
Funny? I've had enough of this. The cathedral is his responsibility. He has absolutely no business interfering with my parish clergy, and I intend to telephone him and tell him so.
Here.
May we listen, my lord?
You certainly may. Now, what's the deanery number?
St. Ogg's 23725, my lord.
Oh, thank you. 237. Hello, Dean. I was about to telephone you.
So I observe. You wish to speak to me, my lord?
What? Oh, yes, Dean. I most certainly do.
Excellent. And I wish to speak to you. What have we here?
Our candlesticks, Dean. The bishop just bought them at Canon Pollard's sale.
Indeed.
Yes, well, never mind about them. Now, Dean, what I want to say is...
May I ask what you gave for them, my lord?
£10, Dean.
I was saying...
£10, really?
Dean, will you please explain?
They are, of course, silver.
Will you please... What did you say, Dean?
I said they are, of course, silver.
What? Oh, Henry, Newt, you doubting Thomases. Oh. Did you hear what the Dean said? My dear Dean, do come and sit down.
Oh, thank you, my lord. Now, what is it you wish to say to me?
That was nothing quite unimportant. Now, tell me, what makes you think that those candlesticks are silver?
Because I can't imagine anyone paying £10 for them if they weren't.
I see. Well, now, look, Dean. What I want to say to you...
I thought you said it was unimportant.
Oh, did I? Well, I've changed my mind. Now, what is this I hear about you going out to Hawley and Ringmold and asking a lot of questions? It is simply not done.
Things that are not done very often should be.
What do you mean?
Visitation to these parishes appears to be overdue.
Nonsense. I was in Hawley only 4 years ago.
Parishes should be visited every 3 years, my lord.
Oh, well, the Archdeacon's been out there since, haven't you, Henry?
No, Bishop.
Well, it's just possible that this one small parish may have been overlooked.
These two parishes, I understand Ringmold has not been visited either.
Oh, surely, Dean, in any organization one must allow for a margin of human error.
As the Archdeacon has often heard me tell the canons at our chapter meetings, my lord, human error is only an excuse for inefficiency.
Oh, indeed. Well, I should like you to tell me, Dean, what you were doing out at Hawley.
There was something I wished to see in the church.
Was it the oblique haggis gate in the south aisle, Dean?
No, the new heating plant in the boiler house. While I was examining it, Skinner came in, and naturally there were some things I wished to know.
I bet.
I wished to know the size of the bore.
About 6 foot, aren't you, Dean?
Interference is intolerable.
Interference? I thought you'd be pleased to be reminded. Visitation is, after all, one of a bishop's main duties.
I am aware of my duties, thank you, Dean, and I should be grateful if in future you would concentrate on yours.
As you wish, my lord. I am so sorry that my good intentions have been misinterpreted.
Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, gentlemen.
stand here in my own palace and accuse me of inefficiency?
Of course, he is very efficient himself, isn't he? He does run the cathedral beautifully, you must admit.
I admit no such thing. I bet if I went in there and snooped round like he did at Hawley, I'd find quite a lot wrong. Don't you agree, Henry?
Yes, Bishop. Why don't you?
Well, snoop round the cathedral? Oh, no, I couldn't. Not in my nature.
Well, of course, you could make a visitation, my lord.
To the cathedral?
Mm-hmm.
Could I?
Yes. Well, you do have the powers, but of course it's never done.
Well, if it's never done, what's the good of talking about it?
Well, only in exceptional circumstances.
Things that aren't done very often should be.
What's that, Henry?
What the dean said, Bishop.
Henry, the dean also said visitation is one of a bishop's main duties, didn't he?
He did, Bishop.
And that is tremendously true, too, isn't it?
Yes, Luke, it is. Oh, what a prospect! To sit in the chapter house and make him show me his accounts. To demand to see the inventory and sit there reading out the items while he runs round trying to find everything. My word. After all I've stood from that man, it really will be rather pleasant.
It certainly will, Bishop.
Will? Well, you surely don't intend to do it, my lord.
Certainly don't. Will you telephone the dean, please?
Oh, may as well. But, my lord, when will you conduct this visitation? After Easter?
Oh, a bit sooner than that. Don't you agree, Henry?
Yes, Bishop. What about after lunch?
Perfect. Ask him to meet us outside the chapter house at 2 o'clock, Newt, and don't mention why. We'll let it come as a surprise. We don't want him to sort things out before we get there, do we, Henry?
No, Bishop. We don't.
But the Archdeacon can't come, my lord.
What do you mean? Of course he can.
Oh, no, as a member of the chapter, Archdeacon, you're on the dean's side.
That's a matter of opinion.
Well, I mean, can't we stretch a point?
Oh, no, it's right out of the question, my lord.
Oh, very tiresome. Henry, what will you do with yourself all afternoon?
Oh, I don't know, Bishop. I was looking forward to being with you.
Oh, I know, it's a shame. Tell you what, I've got a treat for you.
Oh, thank you, Bishop. Shall I pour it out myself?
No. I did not mean a glass of sherry.
But you said you've got a treat for me.
I have. You, Henry, shall be the first to see the silver glint through after years of neglect. Now, you put on with this duster, and you take off with that one. And gently, Henry, gently. With old silver, one must be very gentle. How very nice of you to come along like this.
Your chaplain asked me to meet you here outside the chapter house at 2, my lord.
You see, Dean, I have decided to make a visitation.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear it, my lord. May I ask if you are going to Ringmold first or to Hawley?
Neither, Dean.
Then where are you going, my lord?
Here, Dean. The bishop is coming here.
Here, to the cathedral.
Yes. You see, all the things you said this morning made me realize that as bishop, I have never once visited your cathedral.
I see. You realize, my lord, that a visitation to a cathedral is extremely unusual.
Oh, I know, Dean, but as you said yourself, things that are not done often should be.
Oh, yes, and that is tremendously true, isn't it, Dean?
This cathedral has not been visited since 1890, my lord.
Really? Is it as long ago as that? Well, high time we put the matter right.
When do you wish to make this visitation, my lord?
Now, Dean.
Now?
Yes, no time like the present, is there?
But that is impossible. I must have time to make preparation.
Why, Dean, aren't things in order?
Certainly they are. But a visitation must be conducted according to custom. I assemble the chapter and the cathedral staff. You read us your charge, and then, with the aid of the Chancellor, we must proceed to a detailed inquiry and inspection.
Oh, no, Dean, there's no time for all that. I thought we could just go quietly through the accounts together.
Well, if that is what you wish to do, my lord, you are certainly within your powers.
Yes, I am, aren't I? Now, where shall we begin?
Well, I have the books in the chapter house, if you wish to have a look at them.
I do, Dean, I do. A good, long, hard look.
Then shall we go in?
With pleasure, Dean, with pleasure.
care to sit at the table, my lord?
With pleasure, Dean, with pleasure.
What are all these huge books, Dean?
The cathedral accounts, Newton.
Good gracious.
Shall we start?
Oh, yes, by all means.
Here we have January 1890.
1890?
Well, surely you wish to see the accounts since the last cathedral visitation, my lord?
Oh, yes, well, I don't think we need go back as far as that, Dean.
Oh, very well. How far do you wish to go back?
Oh, well, let me see. When did you come here, Dean?
1956, my lord.
Oh, yes, of course, the year of Suez. That'll do, Dean. You can put the earlier ones aside.
Oh, very well, my lord.
No, Dean, no. No, I said put the earlier ones aside.
But I have, my lord.
But you've only moved one book.
Yes, my lord.
You mean all these great big books are only since 1956, Dean?
When I arrived, I found the accounts were not kept in such detail as I should wish.
Oh, well, you seem to have made up for it.
I hope I have, my lord. Now, January 1956.
Oh, well, on second thoughts, Dean, I don't think we'll go back as far as that either.
Well, how far do you wish to go back, my lord?
Well, let me see now. What about last month?
Last month? Ah. Yes, here we are. Now, this is the profit and loss account for last month, my lord.
Ah, yes. Now, let me see. Oh, yes, I think perhaps I'd better put my glasses on.
Is that better, my lord?
Newt, have a look at this.
Ah, yes, my lord.
What do you think of it?
Well, it's very neat, isn't it?
Of course you understand bookkeeping, my lord.
Oh, of course, Dean. I'm just simply adjusting myself to your particular system.
It is the usual system.
Oh, is it? Hmm. Well, you know, I don't think we really want to wade through all this. Isn't there something that'll show me the position at a glance?
Ah, you wish to see the latest trial balance sheet.
Balance sheet? Yeah. Yes. That is what I want, so that I can see where you've gone wrong. So that I can see where you are going.
Here, my lord.
Ah, I guess this is more like it. Newt.
Ah, yes, my lord, yes.
What do you think?
Well, it's very neat, too, isn't it?
Would you like me to explain it to you, my lord?
Yes, Dean. Very good idea. That perhaps will save time.
With pleasure. Here we have income from the capitular estate, 3% war loan, other stock, the General Reserve Bank deposit, current account. Naturally, the profit and loss account shows itself on this side.
Naturally.
Yes. On the other side, my lord, the liabilities. Wages, salaries and stipends, insurances, rates, heating and lighting, office expenses, repair and maintenance charges. I think you will agree, my lord, we are managing to keep our heads above water.
Speak for yourself, Dean. Speak for yourself.
I always think the beauty of a balance sheet is the way it complements the revenue account. Don't you agree, my lord?
If you say so, Dean.
I must say, Dean, I'm very impressed by all that you've shown us. Don't you think the Dean keeps the accounts most efficiently, my lord?
Well, I can't see anything wrong with them, certainly, though, of course, figures can be made to show anything.
Would you like me to take you through them again, my lord?
Oh, no, Dean, no. Once was quite sufficient, thank you, quite sufficient.
I have here a rather interesting breakdown of the fuel account.
Oh, I'm sure it's riveting, Dean. But good gracious, is that the time? We must get on. Now, let me see the inventory.
The inventory? I thought you only wished to see the accounts.
Oh, no, Dean, no. I should like to check up on the cathedral treasures, too.
Well, I'm afraid the cathedral inventories are at the deanery. Do you wish me to go and fetch them?
Oh, if it's not too much trouble, Dean, I should like to assure myself that everything is in order.
I don't think you need have fears on that score, my lord.
Oh, I'm sure I needn't, Dean, but let us have a look, shall we?
Well, very well. I'll go and get them.
Something wrong, Dean? Have you remembered something that isn't quite as it should be?
No, my lord. I have remembered the chapter house inventory is in this drawer. I imagine you wish to make a start here.
Here? But there's nothing here except this table and the chair I'm sitting on.
I think you will find there are a few other items, my lord. Shall we begin?
Oh, well, as you wish. Give me the inventory, and I will sit here and read out the items, and you can nip about and find them for me.
Oh, well, that is hardly practicable.
What do you mean?
If you wish to check things, it is surely better for me to read out the items.
What? Oh, well, yes, I suppose so.
If you will allow me to sit down.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, all right, very well.
Thank you, my lord. Item, one doormat, coconut, 4 feet by 3 feet. Right, please examine it, my lord.
Why?
It might not be correct.
Oh, really? Yes.
Item, one door handle, brass with circular linear decoration.
Yes.
Please examine it.
Yes.
Item, one finger plate, brass, ensuite with the foregoing.
Yes.
Please examine it.
But I can't examine everything.
Oh, but you must, my lord.
I can't. We should be here all night.
You should have thought of that, my lord, before you embarked on this visitation.
Four hundred and forty-nine.
Dean, there are only 449 hymn books. One is missing.
Impossible. You have made a mistake.
But we haven't. Have we, Luke?
No, we've been very careful, Dean. Rarely we have.
You said that the last time when you claimed two were missing.
Well, we may have been mistaken that time.
And what about the time before when you said there was one too many?
Oh. Well, this time we've been much more careful.
Then perhaps, if you count once more, even more carefully, my lord, you will find there are 450 hymn books, as there should be.
If you want them counted, you must count them yourself. Come on, Luke, we're going.
Going? You can't go, my lord. You haven't finished.
Here. What are you doing?
Locking the door.
Thank you. What are you going to do to us?
Unlock the safe, of course. You said you wanted to see the treasures, my lord. Here they are. If you will take them out, I will read out the list. One gold chalice set with rubies, one silver gilt candelabra with matching snuffer, one gold ewer, two silver patens with matching covers engraved. The portable font, my lord, where is the portable font?
I'm sorry, Dean, it is not.
Here. Nonsense, it must be.
But it isn't, Dean, it really isn't here.
Oh, really must I look myself. Now then.
What is this?
Well, that's the silver gilt goblet with a fluted base and a vine leaf motif.
Oh, well, then it must be this.
But that's the silver ewer, one of a pair. Look, there's the other one.
Well, then it isn't here.
Now will you believe me?
We did say it was.
But I can't have lost the portable font.
Well, I'm very sorry, Dean, but it looks as though you have.
Oh, what shall I do?
Well, I don't know, Dean. Don't ask me.
Well, we must check again right from the beginning.
You can, Dean, but I'm afraid I must go home.
Oh, but you can't leave me like this.
I'm very sorry, Dean, but time is getting on. Come on, Luke.
Yes, don't worry. I expect it'll turn up. Won't it, my lord?
Yes, so if you would please unlock the door.
Huh? Oh, yes, of course.
Come on, Luke. Thank you, Dean.
Coming, my lord. Don't worry, Dean. I expect it's just got mislaid.
Really, what an afternoon.
Oh, the poor Dean. Doesn't he look worried, my lord?
Yes, I must admit, I feel almost sorry for him.
And when he keeps everything so nicely and is so efficient, just one little human error.
Human error? Did you say human error?
Yes, my lord. Why?
Just realized! The Dean!
What about him?
He's lost the portable font.
Yes, isn't it sad?
Sad? It's marvelous. It's just what I've been waiting for.
Where are you going, my lord?
Going, Newt, back into the chapter house to have a few words with the Dean.
You have, Bishop?
I caught the Dean out here.
Henry?
Yes, Archdeacon, the poor dean has lost the portable funds.
Oh, what did you say to him, Bishop?
Enough, Henry, enough to ensure that in future he'll mind his own business.
Oh, well done, Bishop. I wish I'd been there.
Now, how have you got on with the candlesticks, Henry?
Oh, me? Oh, well...
Henry, what's that?
Oh, this, Bishop, just a knife.
Well, I can see that. What are you doing with it? You're not using it on my candlesticks, I hope.
Oh, only to scrape out the dirt from the hallmark, Bishop.
Oh, Archdeacon, you found the hallmark?
Henry, you clever old Archdeacon. I knew they were silver. Quick, Luke, get the book on hallmark.
Ah, yes, my lord.
Yes. Quick, Henry, let me see.
There, Bishop. It's been painted over.
Ha, ha, ha. I knew they were pewter.
Well, here we are, my lord. Hallmarks there should be four. The first is the place of origin, the second the maker's mark, and the third the date letter, and the fourth the sterling mark.
Ah, yes, now, the third is very clear. That's an O.
Oh, well, that's the date. What sort of an O, my lord?
Oh, a big round one.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's 1690, William and Mary. They must be very valuable, my lord.
I knew it! And you both thought they were pewter. Now, the second one is R.
An R. Well, that should be the maker's symbol. Oh, no, it says letters or initials were sometimes used.
There, probably a man called Robinson. Hello. The first is a letter as well, and it's an I.
Place of origin. No, that rather should be a symbol.
Oh, well, I expect it was a tree or something.
And the rare important one is the last, my lord. That's the starling mark.
Right. Will you look, Newt? Your eyes are younger than mine.
And it's now for 1690. It should be a lion passant gardon. Now, let me see. Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Well, it's another letter, my lord. An N.
Is it?
Yes. I-R-O-N.
I-R-O-N. I wonder what that means.
I think it means they're not silver, Bishop.
No, my lord, they are iron.
Iron? Oh, nonsense. Look, that's somebody's initials. My instinct can't be wrong. We should just have to carry on cleaning them.
But I've been cleaning them, Bishop, all afternoon.
Well, obviously, that stuff I bought's no good. We shall have to find something stronger.
But I'm using something stronger.
What, in that bowl?
Oh, yes.
What is it?
Oh, just a few odds and ends. Scouring powder, bleach, caustic soda.
Oh, Moses, look what he's done to these rubber gloves, my lord. They're practically dissolved. Oh, the bowl. Look what he's done to the bowl, my lord. It's quite shiny.
Oh, never mind the bowl.
Oh, but do look, my lord. It's really rather a sight. It almost looks like silver.
Silver. It is silver, Henry. Look, it's silver. This bowl is silver.
Oh, look, my lord, there's a hallmark.
Yes, Newton, and it's a real one. I knew my instinct couldn't be wrong. Oh. Really, who can that be?
Oh, shall I go, my lord?
No, Luther, I'll go. You work out the hallmark.
Righty ho, my lord.
Oh, Dean, it's only you.
May I see you for a moment, my lord?
No, Dean, as a matter of fact, I'm rather busy. May I suggest you telephone my chaplain in the morning and make an appointment? I'm sure he'll fit you in if he can.
Oh, very well, my lord. I'm sorry to have disturbed you.
Not at all, not at all. Good night, Dean. By the way...
Yes, my lord?
Found the font yet?
That is what I wished to speak to you about.
Really?
My records show that it was borrowed for a private christening 3 years ago and not returned.
Oh, well, it was your job to see that it was returned, wasn't it?
Yes, my lord.
Who borrowed it?
You did, my lord.
Me? Now, look here, you can't go around making irresponsible accusations like that, Dean.
I have your signature.
What? No!
Yes, my lord, yes.
Do you remember a private christening I conducted 3 years ago?
A private christening? Oh, no, but all that's not kind. That really isn't very kind.
What do you mean?
Well, twice in one day. You know how I feel about that christening.
Oh, yes, of course, Canon Pollard's... Yes, I did take one, yes.
You remember, my lord?
Well, I certainly did conduct a private christening at that time, Dean.
And what did you do with the font afterwards?
Oh, well, Dean, I don't remember what happened afterwards.
No, you see, Dean, the bishop had some christening cake, and it didn't agree with him, did it, my lord?
Wow, I can't even remember what the thing looked like.
It is described here, my lord, sterling silver and engraved.
Oh, bishop, Bishop.
Just a minute, Henry.
But this bowl.
What about it?
Well, it's got writing on it.
Oh, so it has, Archdeacon. S-O-C, sock. Well, what could that mean, my lord?
St. Ogg's Cathedral note. Thank you, my portable font.
Oh, of course. You must have left it at Canon Pollard's after christening, my lord.
Oh, well, yes, I must have forgotten to return it, I suppose.
And I forgot to check, my lord.
You did, Dean. And we were both guilty of inefficiency.
Not inefficiency, my lord. Let us call it human error.
Why not, Dean? Why not?
Shall we say 8 o'clock tomorrow morning?
8 o'clock?
To continue the visitation.
Oh, I hardly think that will be necessary.
Indeed it will. I have arranged for the inventories to be waiting for us.
Oh, no.
We will check everything in great detail, and who knows what we may find.
Oh, Dean.
We must check every altar frontal, every vestment, every psalter, every kneeler, every surplice, every alb, every cotter.
No, no, I won't. I won't, Dean.
You must, my lord. You really must.
Episode of All Gas and Gators, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Bishop's Chaplain, Derek Nimmo, the Dean, John Barron. The Bishop Pays a Visit was written for television.